Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Over the past 25 years, I've had the incredible privilege of attending hearings at the U.S. Supreme Court during some of its highest profile cases. The first was back in December of 2000, and the case was Bush v. Gore to decide the outcome of the 2000 presidential election. The street in front of the court was filled with press as the world waited to see who would be declared President of the United States. I believe TV Bangladesh was even there. I was in the courtroom during the hearing on Espinosa versus the Montana Department of Revenue. The Montana Family Foundation was an amici in that case, and we eventually won when the court declared a provision in the Montana Constitution to be religiously discriminatory. I was also at the court during the hearing of Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health. We also filed an amicus brief in that case that eventually overturned Roe v. Wade. That was by far the most contentious hearing I've ever attended, with an army of police separating the pro-life and pro-abortion camps. This week, Wednesday, I was at the court yet again for the latest abortion-related case. Again, the Montana Family Foundation was an amici in the case of Medina versus Planned Parenthood. And once again, the pro-life and pro-abortion supporters were separated, this time by a double line of barricades and a heavy police presence. At issue is whether or not the state of South Carolina can be forced to provide taxpayer-funded abortions through Medicaid. South Carolina argues that Medicaid dollars are limited, so they want them to be used at health facilities that provide the broadest array of treatments in an effort to help the highest number of patients. Since Planned Parenthood focuses mainly on abortions and transgender transition drugs, they were not on the list of approved Medicaid providers. Planned Parenthood argues that patients should be allowed to choose the provider of their choice, including Planned Parenthood. From a taxpayer perspective, it's worth noting that Planned Parenthood's annual budget is nearly $2 billion, and of that, about 43% comes from federal reimbursements or grants. At the hearing, South Carolina was represented by Alliance Defending Freedom's senior counsel, John Bursch. Planned Parenthood was represented by Nicole Saharsky from the Myers Brown Law Firm. The hearing lasted about an hour and a half, and judging from the questions, we're guardedly optimistic that the court may rule 6-3 in our favor. Meanwhile, back in Montana, we have another potential Supreme Court case percolating. Last year, as you may recall, the Montana Supreme Court overturned a voter-passed ballot initiative requiring minors to get parental permission to get an abortion. The decision was so broad and so poorly worded that the actual effect was to declare that minors of any age have complete procreative autonomy. The state of Montana inserted itself squarely between parents and their kids. Thankfully, Attorney General Austin Knutson and Governor Greg Gianforte have asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the Montana Supreme Court's decision and restore parental rights. The Montana Family Foundation is also an amici in that case. For those who may not know, the U.S. Supreme Court receives between 7 and 10,000 requests for appeal every year, and of those, only about 70 or 80 cases are accepted. We applaud the governor and the attorney general for stepping up to the plate and fighting for Montana's parents and children. Lord willing, we'll have the privilege of watching this case and attending the hearing at the U.S. Supreme Court. Better yet, we look forward to seeing the Montana Supreme Court, the most overturned court in the nation, being overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court once again. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.